This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Setting aside for the moment the issue of who inside the Vatican might leak a papal encyclical, it does appear that that's what's happened. The Italian magazine L'Espresso leaked a draft of a document today, 192 pages from the Pope, about climate change and its effect on the poor. The official release date is set to be Thursday. Vatican officials, mind you, are saying the official text is still under embargo. Marketplace's sustainability correspondent Scott Tong is on the line. Hey, Scott.
Hey, Kai.
So with all the caveats that I mentioned in the introduction, what do we think the Pope is going to say on Thursday when this thing becomes official?
Well, we think the title is going to be best translated as Be Praised or Praised Be, referring to the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this encyclical we're expecting is going to say that the bulk of global warming comes from human activity. And that, of course, Kai, rhymes with the latest assessment by UN scientists. And one activity the document criticizes specifically is the intensive use of fossil fuels. It also endorses explicitly renewable energy. So this is a striking commentary that we're going to expect on the fuel of development and economic life, that is fossil fuels. As you said, this is a draft,
yep.
So the Vatican has asked for commentary to wait until Thursday, but the language certainly appears to be strong.
This is coming in a year that has been notable for climate change, right? All of it leading up to the big UN climate conference in Paris in December, right?
Well, you have a lot of disparate voices from different places speaking out this year on the use of climate change. Some are very surprising. Big European oil companies, including BP and Statoil and Total, have jointly called for a price, a penalty on carbon pollution. The Sovereign Wealth Fund of Norway, which is an oil power, which runs a $1.1 billion pension fund, it plans to sell off its coal investments. A lot of universities and the Rockefeller Foundation, as in Standard Oil, they plan to divest in fossil fuels too. And as you know, the U.S. and the Chinese governments have pledged climate-reducing plans. So all of this, as you say, feeds into the Paris UN summit on climate in December. And that's where the goal, as you know, is to combine the national pledges to keep the warming, the total warming, below 3.5 degrees Fahrenheit over pre-industrial levels. And so now we add to all of this broad climate conversation the moral voice of the Vatican this week.
Scott Tong on the sustainability desk in Washington for us. Thank you, Scott.
Okay, you're welcome.